for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy.
Oh, Tom, it's going to be a hell of a weekend. This Saturday, I'm at the Spirit Festival with Erykah Badu, Common, and Estelle.
I heard that's going to be
Saturday.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't forget Eric Robertson and Sharon Jones Dap Team and the Chuck Brown Tribute Band. And Sunday, I'm in Charlotte at the Comedy Zone for two shows. My black manager is working. Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The Michael Phelps, Gabby Douglas, and Ron Lochte of radio. Y'all like that?
I like
yes, sir.
That.
Because I was going to call y'all the tan man from Atlantis. The frequent flying squirrel from the shy. And the South Carolinian OG with the gangster grill who never miss a meal, loves his blue pills, and been with more white women than Massengill.
Wow.
What's up, USA Team PJ and Mets?
Oh, really?
God. Are y'all still in that marinade? Huh?
Yeah. Let me have
it over there.
Huh? Call the man
a
douche.
A little minute on that one, man.
You like that, Jay?
I love that one, man.
Okay, let it marinate. Happy Friday, you medal-winning mofos.
Yeah.
And shout out to Ryan Lochte, Mama. Mama Lochte for keeping her son's schedule tight. She said her son Ryan only had time for a one-night stand. That's a good mama there. That ain't the Dez Brown mama, is it? And while we're on the subject of talking about Olympian, contender number one and two, Kobe Bryant and LeBron James.
Yeah.
First, Kobe made headlines this week after pictures surfaced on the internet of the Black Mamba at an after party, shirtless, overseas, sandwiched between two white women like he was a pastrami panini. His excuse, somebody spilled a whole drink on his shirt. Okay, Kobe, your wife was suing you for $75 million in three houses. You better get you a shirt made out of that ShamWow material. Now his wife, Vanessa's coming to London with the kids. Tom, Kobe's the dude that tell his wife the location of the bachelor party. Contender number two, who also made headlines, LeBron James. I said headlines. Is it headlines or headlines? I don't know. LeBron James, apparently your boy Bron Bron was getting more buzz about him supposedly asking Olympic swimmer Lauren Perdue out to dinner. I mean, USA beat Nigeria 156-73, and everybody is talking about this damn tweet and Instagram picture of LeBron and Lauren Perdue. Look at what she tweeted. She tweeted, LeBron invited me to dinner. What? Then her caption on the Instagram picture was, oh, hey, LeBron, girl, you know his fiance was back at the room, right? What are you doing? Then she said in an interview that LeBron just asked her, would you like to come eat with me at the dining hall? Bron Bron, you know the block is hot when Kobe got. Y'all realize that in both cases, the women were white? I mean, they're over in the Olympic Village like it's Tiger Palooza.
Tiger Palooza.
Contender number three, the rapper formerly known as Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion. That's right, Snoop has changed his name to Snoop Lion. He needs to change his name to Snoop's High. Contender number four, Mitt Romney. Mitt went on a field trip abroad and was criticizing cultures and hating on the Olympics, and his aide was telling the journalists to kiss his ass. Somebody needs to take his passport. Mitt Romney, you're not fit to run this country. You are the Bama of the week. I'm Huggy Lowdown, and I approve this message.